Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos from DontParish.com, John 424 Radio, coming to you from a parking lot, as usual. We're in our town ready for our preach that starts tomorrow. It's a music event, so-called Christian music event. We're looking forward to it if the Lord wills. I want to bring you a teaching today. Today we're going to talk about the New Testament body is like a family. The New Testament body is like a family. Have you pondered this? The creator of the universe, God the Father, in Christ, ordained a family unit. Way back in Genesis, we see dad as the leader, we see mom, we see children. And this works out God's procreation order. He created Adam first, then woman, then children. And this works out his order in the world. Now, that order that God's ordained in the family, Satan knows this. And he's worked hard to destroy it via feminism, started with Eve in the garden, getting to her outside of her husband. And feminism has been the root of divorce, abortion, homosexuality, all kinds of sin, destroys the family unit. And so the family unit works very well to carry out the Father's desires for his creation. And it's no wonder that God also would use the same basic model and idea in his body. The New Testament ecclesia body. The word church means ecclesia or ecclesia, the called out ones, we like to say. We are the called out ones. And so let's talk about this, the order and a family-like situation in the body. Now, over the years, Sister Amin and I have been through in and out of many, many, many relationships, in and out of many, many different situations. And we've seen many places where the wrong mindset, maybe sometimes our own wrong mindset we had to repent of. And then we've seen lots of people in relationships that cause the body all kinds of sin, stress, separation, and division. Yeah, it's true. It happens because of people are fleshly. You get people that are new. You get people that are selfish. And the result is not keeping God's way for his body. Everything should be done his way, his order, by his ordained ways, not by man's ways. What we have seen over the years in the body is contention, pride, jealousy, competition, favoritism, and all types of leaven, that's sin. And it all could have been avoided if we would follow God's prescribed way in the body so everyone knows their place. So let's examine our main scripture verse for today, and it teaches us how we're to relate to each other in the body. Brother Paul, 1 Timothy 5, 1 through 3, rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger man as a brother, and the elder woman as mothers, and the younger as sisters with all purity. Honor widows that are widows indeed. And then verse 19, it says, against an elder receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. So here's what we see in God's order from this area of scripture. Ready? Elder men, the leaders, elder means presbyter, leader, are to be viewed as fathers, right? So if you have a man that is overseeing either you or a body of believers, and he's seen as the elder man, there should be multiple if there's enough men. Sometimes there's not enough men. Oftentimes in these last days, there's not enough biblical, godly elder men. But he should be viewed as a father. I have a question. When you were living at home and you had a father, did you respect your father? Did you listen to your father? Did you obey your father? Did you want to do good for your father? Well, I think the answer would be yes. And so, how do we want to be with elder men that are biblical? We're talking about biblical saints here, not modern churchianity pastors that are false. So how do we want to be with them? Well, that word entreat, parakaleo, it means in the Greek to call to one side. Basically to know that they are the authority. Call to one side. So treat your elder men that are teachers, leaders in the body, as a father figure. That would mean they get respect, right? They it means they get honor as not lifted up above everyone. They get honor as elder men. Paul says laboring in the word, right? And so think about that. In the body, older men that are teachers and leaders should be treated as fathers with respect. And then it says, younger men view as brethren. Well, what does that mean? Well, we're supposed to view them as brothers. So if you have a brother in like a worldly sense, meaning a physical sense, just a blood brother, you love him, you look after him, take care of him. You don't really compete against him. You shouldn't. So view him as a brother. So you got older men as fathers, the younger men as brethren that we love and care for and look after. Now, the Bible does warn about novices. This is related to teaching. 1 Timothy 3:6, but a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into condemnation of the devil. So younger brothers aren't allowed to become teachers and leaders because they'll fall into condemnation. Just wanted to throw that note in there. So older men view as fathers, younger men view as brothers. How about older women view as mothers? Let's talk about that. So when you had a mother, did you respect her? Did you love her? Did you honor her? Did you obey her when she was telling you things you need to be doing that were right, right? We obey God first, but a godly mother we would obey, I would imagine, most all times because she's doing godly things, telling you godly things. So the older women we look to as mothers. So you see how these relationships are being formed. Older men, leaders as fathers, younger men as brothers, older women as mothers. And then it says younger women as sisters in purity. So let's talk about that. So in a home, you got a dad, a mom, you got brothers, you got sisters. How do you treat your sisters? Well, you brothers, unless there's something wicked and incest going on, you don't look at your sisters with lust. You don't do anything indecent with your sisters. You honor them. You love them. You look after them. You protect them. You treat them with purity. That's what Paul's saying. So you got older men, leaders, as fathers. You got the younger men as brothers. You see this family unit? You got older women as mothers. You got the sisters in purity as sisters. And then he says, honor the widows. So that's a lot of what they did in their monetary uses was taking care of widows and orphans. So we would honor the ladies that are widows. So in this relationship in the body, we find the proper order based upon relationships. We're not competing. You know, you get a lot of younger men, they want to compete with the old men, right? You get a lot of old men, they want to be hip and cool and be with the young guys. You got younger men going after the younger women, meaning they're like flirts and doing, you know, things that are not appropriate. There's nothing wrong with a man of marriage age and a woman of marriage age courting, of course. We encourage that. But there's a lot of stuff that goes on with people that is not appropriate. And so we have older women as moms, and then we have the widows. And so we talked about how it said in verse 19, against an elder receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. So this is really important. This kind of mirrors the Old Testament ways. Elders, leaders, very important position. And if someone accuses them of something, there should be witnesses to it. You can't just have somebody say, he said this or did this, and take someone else's single word. Deuteronomy 17:6. At the mouth of two or three witnesses, at the mouth of two witnesses or three witnesses, shall he that is worthy of death be put to death. But at the mouth of one witness, he shall not be put to death. So God has an order, witnesses, when it comes to the older men, the elders, teaching and leading. So I hope this is giving you an idea. Look at a family unit, dad, mom, children, brothers, sisters, dad and mom in authority, dad the ultimate authority. The children submitting to each other, helping each other. And Brother Peter gives us some insights that this isn't just a one and done what Paul said in 1 Timothy 5. Peter says in 1 Peter 5, likewise ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elders. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. So it's the same mindset. The younger men and the women would submit to the elder teachers. Also, the other men and women would submit to the elder teachers, the leaders. And then everyone submits to each other. Isn't that like that in a home? Yeah. Dad may be an authority, And mom's helping him with authority, but the children are submitted to them. And then the children submit to each other. And mom and dad are submitted to the children in many ways. Obviously, if mom and dad went off into gross sin or any sin, the children could say, hey, hold on. You taught me lying was wrong. You taught me stealing was wrong. So we're all submitted to each other in the body as we are in a home life. And I need to make a note here about the elders, presbyters, overseers. They oversee the body for biblical doctrine and order. This is what Paul said about them. They need to have special qualifications. Titus 1, 5 through 9. For this cause left I thee in Crete, that you should set things in order that are wanting and ordain elders in every city as I've appointed thee. Let's stop there. So back then when there was enough believers, Paul wanted multiple elders in every body. Today, we see saints scattered all over the world. We don't see organized bodies the way they were then. So it's very hard to use the same example. But when there's enough men and women and people to be in an organized body, there needs to be multiple elders, not just one guy ruling over like we see with the modern pastors today. Verse 6, and if any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly, for bishop, elder, presbyter, must be blameless as the steward of God, not self-willed, not soon to anger, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate, holding fast the faithful words as he has been taught, that he may be able to, by sound doctrine, both exhort and convince the naysayers. All right, so these elders have to have these qualifications to be leaders and teachers. And the other key point is elders don't lord over anyone, meaning they don't take control of the body. They don't treat it like they own it, like they're the head honcho. They're servants in the body to make sure everything's running properly, to make sure doctrine is straight, to make sure wolves aren't coming in, to make sure heresy's not coming in, teaching everybody accordingly, dealing with sin and putting people out that need to be put out. But Jesus made it clear his disciples would not lord over. Matthew 20, 25 through 27. But Jesus called unto him and said, you know the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and that they are great at exercise authority upon them. They basically lord over them. But I say it shall not be so among you. But whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. So there you go. An elder that wants to be an elder, he should be a servant. Yeah, that's what we do. We serve the body of Christ. We're not lifted up over and above it. We all have the same value before God, no doubt. Child, mom, dad, elder, young woman, young man. But we all have different authority and different status in the body, is how I would say it. And we are to serve each other, not lift up leaders like we see today in the modern churchianity with the pastors. They get special parking places. They get special seats up front. They get big houses and retirement plans and cars. No, no. Multiple men to oversee, and they're just workers in the body like everyone else. They take their place like everyone else. So hope you're seeing this order that God ordained in the family life taking place in a true New Testament body, if it could be that way today. Bodies and saints are scattered all over, and it's very, 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 very rare to have a true New Testament body today. I don't know of one in a building anywhere. And so Jesus said, will there be any faith left on earth when I return? We're in the falling away. Very few people are submitted in meekness and humbleness to God. Most are following false traditions and man-made doctrines. We know saints scattered all over the world, so we're not all in one place. But we still can look at these concepts and glean truth from them and things that we can use in our everyday life and relationships, however we have them. Another important note I want to make, it says we're all to submit to each other in humility. That means meekness, humility. I just did a teaching on it. It means to be under the word and the ways of God, not our own ways. Now, no one is above the word. Elders, teachers, old men, young women, mothers, widows, nobody's above the word. Everybody's submitted to the word. As I said, we're all equal. I need to say it again, in God. But like a family, we have different authority levels that need to be honored and maintained. That is how we can obey God and how we can have order. And guess what? That's how we can reduce the strife and the envy we saw even in the bodies in Scripture. 1 Corinthians 3:3. Yet Paul says, for ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, ye are ye not carnal and walk as men. Yeah. So we see over our time trying to have fellowship with people, whether in a house body, long distance, fellowship, long distance, we see a lot of carnality and strife and envy and competition. It's really shameful. Shouldn't be that way in the body of Christ. And then I want to share this. Paul tells us in the same chapter, 1 Timothy 5, verse 20. Ready? Them that sin, rebuke before all, that others may also fear. Rebuke means correction. Go find, show their fault, correct them, rebuke them. Nobody wants that today, because there's so few true saints that really want to walk in his ways. The proverb says, a wise man loves a good rebuke, and the fool doesn't want one. That's what we see today mostly. 21, I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels that thou observe these things without preferring one another, one before another, doing nothing with partiality. Remember in the book of James where the rich people came in, they said, oh, you sit up front, and then the beggars and the poor people, it's like you kind of go in the back. God's not partial in that way. We shouldn't be partial. In the body, we do what God's ordained, but we don't practice partiality. And all of these things that I'm talking about would help root out sin in the body, because it's a cancer. It's got to be dealt with without partiality, meaning if a young man sins, he's dealt with. If an elder sins, he's dealt with. If a woman sins, he's dealt with. She's dealt with, no matter the age. So partiality can have nothing to do with the body of Christ, just like partiality can have nothing to do in a family situation. If dad disciplines his six children different amongst each other, they're going to go, hey, wait a minute. How come dad spanked him, but I never get spanked? Or how come dad punished him that way and I don't get punished that way? Partiality is not of God. It should not be of us. So keep in mind, churchianity, the church systems all around us, they're very sinful, they're corrupt, they're compromised, they're watered down. They don't keep the ways of the New Testament, but they're operating in ways that please man and his carnal flesh. And this destroys much, destroys the chance for people to come to the knowledge of truth. It destroys the order in anybody. Most of them are false converts, not even of. Most churchianity places, not most, all of the ones I know of are goat farms. They're not where places where sheep thrive. There may be some sheep there. They need to repent and leave. They're goat farms. Sheep don't get along good with goats for very long. Two different animals. People of God are not the same as the false converts of churchianity. Ponder that. It's why you see a lot of people get stumbled. They fall away because they're not willing to leave their goat farms, and they stay there too long in sin and compromise and false doctrine. They stay for the numbers. Hey, praise God Noah didn't stay for numbers. Mankind would have been wiped out. God would have wiped out Noah and his family too. Noah stood with the Lord regardless of the numbers. Remember that. So just like a home where dad rules as the main authority, mom assists, she also has authority. Children are under the parents. They submit to their siblings. They submit to mom and dad. And then mom and dad submit to everyone properly in the order of God and the ways of God. And that's how it should be in the New Testament ecclesia body life. God has an order, saints. 1 Corinthians 14:33. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Yeah, in these last days, as I said, with so few true saints, it's very rare to have an actual organized body life as we see in the New Testament where they had more believers. Although the body in Rome was said in history to be about 50 people. Yeah, I'd love to be around 50 other true saints. I don't know where there's that many gathered in one place. I really don't. I know a handful scattered all over the world. But again, just because saints are scattered all over the world doesn't mean we can't still strive to our best ability to mirror what God ordained for his body as we live out this life for him, as we communicate, as we have whatever fellowship we choose to have, as we gather however we choose to gather, online, on video, face-to-face, whatever. I'm fortunate to have some brethren face-to-face and fortunate to have brethren scattered all over the world. It's an awesome thing that we get to encourage people on a daily basis. So I hope this teaching blessed you. Let's all have the right view of relationships in the body, the New Testament body, the ecclesia, the called out ones, just like God has for his family unit. And it will go a long way in how we view people, elder men, teachers, younger men, older women, younger women, and widows as well. I hope that blessed you. Go test what I've told you to the Word of God. Test all things. Hold fast to that which is true. Hey, till next time, this has been Brother Tupos. Got to get ready for our preach tomorrow. We love you all. Check out don'tperish.com. Check out the gospel. Check out the thousands of teaching articles. Check out the sisters' resources. Check out the street preaching videos. They'll bless you. We're going to be making more this weekend, Lord willing. Check out our daily edification audio that we put up with just thoughts from the day and what we're going through, what we're seeing, rejoicing in some things, sorrowful in other things. Hope it edifies you and blesses you. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Till next time, have a joyous day. Christ is King. Seek him with all your heart. May God be praised.